And we're concluding Siman Kuf Gimel, discussing the dinim of Simchas Yamtiv, rejoicing on Yamtiv. And we're going to move on to Siman Kuf Dal, which is going to discuss the dinim pertaining to Chol HaMoed, the intermediate days between Yamtiv, the first days and second days of Yamtiv Sukkis and of Pesach. Halacha Yud Beis. Chayv Kol Adam. Every person is responsible. Ashgiach HaBnei Meis, to oversee his family members. Shelo Yitayil B'Makam Sheyavol Chas V'Shalom Adei Kalos Roish. They shouldn't drezach on Yamtiv, because they have extra time and they're around, so you shouldn't drezik in places where there's emptiness and lightheadedness. We saw from Kaledas, and they'll start drezik with people that are empty. They should be holy, because this day is a holy day. And the Alter Rebbe adds, the basin has to appoint like police to guard Anyam Tevashu Masavim Machapsim beginners of Pardesim. They should drezach in the gardens, in the orchards, and near the rivers. Shalis Kapsham and Nashim, men and women should not mingle over there. Lachavalishtois, and once they start eating and drinking together, be real deaver, they could come to Rahman Slan to be Nimshach Tasin. Vechen Yazhir Zel Chol Ha'am, they should warn all the Yidden. Shalis Arba Nashim Nashim Bibatem Simcha, also in their houses, which basically not sending people into, but they should remind them and warn them not to eat men and women together in a way that could be nimshach, chas v'shalom, v'lo yimshach v'yayin, they shouldn't drink too much wine, shem yibol de'aver, lest they reach frivolousness and averes. Ha'lakulim yukdashim, everybody should maintain the kedusha of the yayim and be holy. And now, halachah yud gimel, v'moitzei yamtif, on the end of yamtif, l'chol, either if it's moving from yamtif into the weekdays, that means it's the second days of yamtif, or into chol hamoed, oimer batfila atachan, and you say in the regular mincha tfila of Matzei Yamtif, you say Atachin and Tanu by Atachin Umabdil al Kais, and afterwards you make Abdullah on a Kais of wine. Avalein l'ner b'loyal l'psam, we don't do it on the ner, which is zeichet to the fact that on Matzei Shabbos, that's when Adam Rishon found, he knocked two candles together and discovered fire. And then on psamim, which is to be ma'arid a person for neshama yaseira, yamtiv a person didn't have a neshama yaseira, and it's not when they discovered fire. However, we do say the psukim at the beginning, armenag say the kinyan kel yishuasi, etc. Also on Matzei Yamtiv. Halacha Yud Dalit. Noigin larbas ktsas b'achilu shtir b'yoyim shal achra chag. It's customary that we add eat and drink, food and drink, on the day that's after Yom Tov called Isru Chag, and the Isru Chag is Moshen Isru Chag ba'avoysim, that after Yom Tov, we tie it together, we bunch up the day after Yom Tov, and we connect it to it and still celebrate. And the reason be'atzim is because, as we'll see, they were called Yom Tvoyach on Shavuos specifically, that they would bring all the hashlamas, karbanas, for whatever they couldn't bring on Yom Tov. So b'chol shol shel regalim, says, but each one of the gimel regalim who Isru Chag. It's customary that we do not fast on that day. Even chasn kala getting married on that day, they should not, and which is a very, very high caliber, the chiyuv, it's like a Yom Kippur for them. Still, they don't fast on this day. Well, a yartzeit need to do fast on those that are not to fast on a yartzeit. However, that's the Yisruchag of Sukkot and Pesach. But after Shavuos, gam mitzad adin also l'sanus, but you're not allowed to fast on it. Lefi Shabbos man reis melech shayikayim, b'chol Shavuos b'Shabbos, if Shavuos would fall out on Shabbos, yom tvoyach ha-kabonis b'yom shalachrav, they would bring, according to all opinions, they would bring all any leftover kabonis, even according to Beis Shammai, or even according to Beis Hillel, that is matir, certain kabonis on Yom Tov, but not on Shabbos. So they would bring the karbanas afterwards. They would bring it on the first day of Chol HaMoed, and therefore it's not menadin aser. As we explained already a few times, that a day on which they would bring the karbanas of a person, that day was like a yom tov for him, and therefore on Erev Pesach we said one is not allowed to say tachron. All these didn't apply as well, because that every day on that day everybody brought karban Pesach. Same too, this was yom tov for Ol Meis Halacha Alf of Siman Kuf Dalet. And now we're going to discuss the dinim of Chol HaMoed, the Kishmoy Kenhu. It's a little bit weekday, however, it's also celebrated as a moed, as a appointed time of Yom Tov. Chol HaMoed, also Biktas Malacha, some of the Malachas are prohibited, however, Mutar Biktas, some of them are permitted. The Hainu, Kol Mashu L'Tzorich Achila L'Chol HaMoed, anything you need in order to eat on that day of Chol HaMoed, or to celebrate, Oily Yom Tov, or for the Yom Tov that's coming afterwards, the last days, you're allowed to do Malacha. The Alter Rebbe points out, and Paskins, they allow to do anything ma'isa head yid v'loy ma'isa uman. If you're doing something, a sloppier job, or like a private job, and not a professional job, but not in a way it's like a craftsman, then you're allowed to. If there's yesh b'tzorich hamayit, if it's needed for yamtiv, not only tzorich not just tzeirich achil al chol moed, as Rav Shlomo Gantz is asking. And something that's going to get lost or get ruined. If you don't do it now, you're going to lose out. For example, you lose a deal that there's no way to make up, or then something you own is getting ruined. Water damage, something and the like. Motel, as I said, one is allowed to do it. However, someone needs to be very careful. That is asur. Someone that desecrates chol moed, ki ilo evad avodah zara, as if he's serving Rechman Aslan idol worship. Oydam Rabbi Zayin Zuchel and Bracha, our Chacham taught us as well. Hamebazes the chol moed, someone that desecrates chol moed. Af apish yesh bi other Torah ma'asim tovim, even if he has the schusim of learning Torah and many ma'asim tovim and mitzvahs, ein lechel gol abba, he doesn't have a portion in the world to come. Hamebazes, if someone desecrates Tanah she'ein mechab le'machal mishav v'ksus, he doesn't dress up Shabbos clay there and with beautiful clothing and honorable clothing, and doesn't celebrate Ashinu with eating and drinking like we're not to drink or visi ain. That's the definition of mevaza. Every person has to give honor to the day based on his abilities. The little bit of mechabad and wear respectable clothing. Now halacha gimel melachas davar avid. Yeah, if something is getting ruined, something that he owns already. I need to check a business deal if that you're allowed to do if you're going to lose out. Lav dafka. If he's allowed to because it's getting ruined, water damage or something, it's gonna go for foul, if it's gonna get burnt, etc. Yachol says Gamay de Yisrael Achi. He doesn't have to do it on his own. He's allowed to give another yid to do it. Vafilu b'sachar, even to hire him for work and pay yid, because that malacha has become mutter on cholamayid. And you're allowed to give a different yid parnas through. That will mesha ain't a davar avid. It's something that you're not losing out. Ain't elishuv the tzerich hamayid. It is not davar avid. You're not losing something, but you're doing it because you need to eat for tomorrow. Ain't last day yisrael acher besachar. You shouldn't hire another yid to do. Rather, elai day nachri. You could do it through a goy. If you don't have a goy to do it, for example, you're building something parentious for yamtiv or whatever, and you couldn't do it before yamtiv. As vegan ba'atmein yachalasis, and you can't do it on your own. Then muta afilu aidei yisrael. You can even hire a yid to do it. So that's the difference between davar avid, in which case once it's mutter, even you could just hire straight up a yid to do it and pay him, as opposed to something that's let's say through a goy halacha, or then yourself. And if you both can, then a yid. Halacha dalt. How the mutlas is davar avid, when we matter something that you that's you're going to lose out. And you're, something is getting ruined, that's del dafkim. If you couldn't do it before yamtiv, you couldn't know this in advance. Aval you were able to do it before yamtiv, you left it over to chol hamoed, you left yourself this work because you knew you're not working on that day, so you're home. You are not allowed to do it on chol hamoed. Halacha, anything that is going to be described as asr on chol hamoed, we're going to continue on in the next day. Is a yid that doesn't have anything to eat on Chol Hamoed or Yamtiv for the following day of Yamtiv, then you are allowed to give him even a malacha that is also for you. For him, it's considered tzorich Yamtiv because he needs not the malacha to get done, but he needs the money that you're going to pay him in order to sustain himself throughout Yamtiv. And therefore, you're allowed to do it through him. However, you should do it in a private, clandestine way, so nobody's chayshu that he's desecrating Chalamayit. Basel la'aseis na'i dey nachri, one is not allowed to do it through a nachri. It's only mutter for the Yisrael. Achla tzerich mitzvah mutter. An example where you could hire a nachri to do davar asur, even though generally not allowed to do something through a goy, if you're not allowed to do it, is if it's l'tzarech mitzvah, if it's for a mitzvah. Halach vav, afilu amalachas amotores, malachas that are permitted. Also, you're not allowed to do it. You are not allowed to do it for a guy. That means for you, it's just that when chacham or matter, malachas, they're matter for you, for letzarkecha, but for you to do it for a guy, which is not letzarkech Yisrael for yamtiv, then it's not, even the malachas and motaris are not allowed to be done with extra tercha.